That's right. We typically do this every Wednesday at 2:15. And if you want to add to the conversation, P1's rentfree1310@gmail.com. Anything that might be locking your brain for days, weeks, heck, maybe even months or years. And Mino, you said you had something to lead off with here?
Yes. This past year has been a good year of new drops. And one of my favorite of the past year is this one.
And I got a golf cart.
And I've noticed walking into work every day, because we walk through the parking garage underneath the station here. Uh-huh. Usually go through the freight elevator if it's working. If not, go to the other one. No,
really,
not a big deal.
That?
But there's always a security golf cart right next to the elevator every day.
Yeah.
And every time I see it, I say,
and I got a golf cart.
Or if I'm just walking around, see a golf cart, I'll say it. I say,
and I got a golf cart.
I cannot see a golf cart without saying the drop out loud. I don't say it to myself. I just say it so everybody else can hear it.
So the guy that is the chief of security around here, he always has like a tucked in shirt and like a badge.
I feel like he has a past in law enforcement or something.
He probably does.
He looks like he's seen some things.
But that's his golf cart. Like he tools around in that thing, and he has like a makeshift office like a floor above us. It used to be probably like a utility closet,
yeah.
But they turned it into like the head of security's corner office.
And it's funny, when I first started hearing Tip Sheet and Ham play that drop, I didn't know the context of it. I didn't know the spot it was from. I just thought that was from a cold open or a work in progress segment where DJ just bought a golf cart and he's just telling a story. And I got
a golf
cart.
Well, it sounds like it's an addition to something he had already been talking about.
Yeah.
He's like, oh yeah, by the way,
yeah,
I got a golf cart.
What'd you get for Christmas, DJ? Well, you know, I got an air fryer and I got a golf cart.
Well, he's very affluent. All right, let's move on to the P1s here. And this was actually emailed to me at 12:01 this morning. This is from P1 Parrish. And he says, since Seabass referenced Vicky during Alcatraz talk on why today doesn't suck, that's been burned into his mind. And I don't know if anybody I work with on why today doesn't suck, every time Alcatraz is brought up, I reference Vicky, and I don't think anybody here knows what I'm talking about. This is from So I Married an Axe Murderer, and the late great Phil Hartman was the tour guide at Alcatraz. And go ahead and just play a couple minutes of this here.
My name is John Johnson, but everyone here calls me Vicky. Will you please follow me?
I love Vicky. He's great.
He's the best.
Oh.
This is the main cell block area. Home to such famous criminals as Al Capone, Mickey Cohen, Joseph Dutch Pritzer, and Robert Stroud, the famous Birdman of Alcatraz.
You know, Tony, this time it's going to be different. You know, if something strange happens, I'm just going to let it go. You know, it's not my business. For example, Ralph. She says Ralph in her sleep. So what?
Ralph.
This is the cell for solitary confinement that over the years had come to be known as Times Square. Make sure everyone gets a look.
So who's Ralph?
I don't know who Ralph is. And more importantly, I don't want to know.
That's good. So did you and Harriet, you know, last night?
All right, dirtbag. All you have to know is that Harriet is a sweet, kind, and loving person.
Well, that's good. That's nice.
And yes, we did.
All right.
Close it up. Close it up. Close it up. Now, this is something the other tour guides won't tell you. In this particular cell block, Machine Gun Kelly had what we call in the prison system a bitch. And one night, in a jealous rage, Kelly took a makeshift knife, or shiv, and cut out the bitch's eyes.
Hey, you know another thing about Harriet, I love?
He's just staring daggers at Mike Myers here.
Is that Mike Myers?
Uh-huh.
And as if this wasn't enough retribution for Kelly, the next day he and four other inmates took turns into the bitch's ocular cavities. Mm.
This way to the cafeteria.
Was the word you bleep uriniting?
Yes. Yeah.
Tinkling. I don't think we can technically play it in that context.
With the double S. Yeah. Very graphic.
So anytime I reference Vicky during an Alcatraz story on why today doesn't suck, that's why.
So I married an axe murderer.
I've never heard of that, but it's just weird hearing Mike Myers be a normal person, it sounds like.
First ever movie I went to with a girl.
Okay.
As a youngster.
1993.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard you reference it before, the title, and just when I hear So I Married an Axe Murderer, I think it's a thriller or something, like something very intense.
Yeah. And
but it's a Mike Myers movie.
Yeah, Mike Myers, he's funny, and then he also plays his dad. Mike Myers plays his father.
Okay.
And he's like this old Scottish guy, and it's
giant head.
Yes. Look at his head. Like Sputnik. All right, let's move on to Dave. Dave says, hey guys, something that lives rent-free in my head is the phrase, damn hell. Anytime someone says something like, are the Packers going to win the Super Bowl, I'll say, damn hell. I know I've heard this from Sean, but I'm not sure where he got it from. Please don't tell me it's a Vin Diesel movie. Stay hard. Dave, I guess he's a Packers fan, so he's
fine. Vin Diesel disrespect
go
there.
Go Pack, go. This is a muser bit because Gordo and all the guys would talk about unnecessary cussing.
Weird cussing, yeah.
And every now and again, Gordon would say damn hell when trying to like emphasize a point. I've picked that up.
It's a good one. And it's ones you can say on the radio. You can say damn.
Yeah.
You can say hell. Say crap.
It's very Barry Switzer.
Yeah.
That was always one of my favorite E-Break opens was the junior weird cussing one where he was like, leave me the alone, hell. They're eating him the damn up.
Yep. Let's move on to P1 Allen. It just says he called him Bono twice, Allen. And of course, he being Jerry Jones, when he was talking about Bono many years ago, and he said, Bono.
Thanks, Candace. I am back with Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, and I'm guessing you got a chance to catch a little U2 action last Monday.
Yeah. What a great group. And someone in a group in Bono that has taken his gifts and his good fortune and helped so many people that need help. His humanitarian efforts, his charitable efforts. And so when you see somebody that has had success and channeled it in that direction, you have a lot of respect for them. I particularly was thrilled. My wife, Jean, had a picture taken with Bono and the entire band, and just her. And
I forgot he said it twice.
Yeah,
I thought
yeah.
it was just one misspeak.
There's no you anywhere in there.
Bono. No.
And there's been multiple times that I have unintentionally said Bono when I've been talking about Bono just because of Jerry Jones. Like, I have to think about it now. Okay, his name's Bono, not Bono.
Did he
There's
call
nobody
that to
named
his face?
Bono.
I wonder if he called him Bono to his face.
Bono.
He probably introduced himself Bono. As Bono. He's like, all right, okay, Bono.
Hey, Bono. Hey, Ege. How you doing?
An underrated part, he said, there's a guy in the group, Bono.
You know, the lead
like,
singer?
It's Bono. Yeah, he's the lead singer of U2.
The face of
he's
U2.
Not just a
Doesn't
guy in the group.
Bass player for the
yeah,
Dallas show.
Bono.
Spunt is also in my lexicon now.
He's just a studio musician.
Absolutely. And let's move on to Scott, a good P1 from Salt Lake City, Utah. He
best
goes,
friend?
No, this is not best friend Scott. He goes, living rent-free in my noggin is for the disabled. Whenever a fun time is uttered, I finish with the for the disabled, sometimes audible, other times not. And, of course, this is from the, what is it, North Dakota, South Dakota newscast?
Yeah, just how odd that must be for the people around him when he just randomly mutters, for the disabled to himself.
And go ahead and play the audio.
It's AJ.
This might be, pound for pound, my favorite bit of outside ticket audio we've ever played on these airwaves.
Dreams in Motion organization has a fun time for the disabled. A deadly avalanche kills 5 in Colorado.
You're watching The Evening Sunday on NBC North Dakota News, your news leader in high definition.
Gay.
Good evening, I'm Van Tew. You may have seen our newest reporter, AJ, on NBC North Dakota News, and he'll be joining the weekend news team as my co-anchor. Tell us a little bit about yourself, AJ.
Thanks, Van. I'm very excited. I graduated from West Virginia University, and I'm used to, from being from the East Coast.
Okay, well, welcome aboard, AJ.
Thanks.
Go for it.
A fatal ATV crash happened yesterday in Williams County.
On his first day of the job.
What a horrible broadcasting
because
debut.
I'm used to being from the East Coast.
I got more caught up when he said gay effing S. I think that's what got him at the beginning.
Like, was trying to pump himself up, or was he mad about something that happened?
I don't remember. His brain just wasn't functioning. He talks because he had like a little, you know, run on Today and stuff after this happened, and I forget why he said he did it, but boy, I just love his his co-anchor there just completely caught off guard
because
she heard it. And then he's from West Virginia.
West Virginia.
And he likes being from the East Coast. Oh, AJ. Well, again, that's rent-free for this week. We do this every Wednesday at 2:15. And if you want to add to the conversation, please do. rentfree1310@gmail.com. If we didn't get to yours today, we will. Don't worry. We've got a big old backlog. But.